when you think about it, the best things in the world are the seashore, frost on pumpkins, sunrise, sunsets, puppies, and Dirt Doctor Radio. So now here he is, the Encyclopedia of Dirt, Plants, and Insects, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Brian and Ron, I'll get to you real quick. Well, let me cover a couple of things before we do that. Talk to Carolyn more off the air about the citrus and watering and things like that. And I needed to have everybody hear the same thing because the most important thing on watering, a lot of people want to know a schedule. What, you know, how often you ought to water a week or a month or whatever, and you just can't do it. It depends on what the soil is. She was talking about the fact that their soil is really rocky and not good quality. That's all relative because the rocky soils a lot of times using the organic techniques can work very well. And using the basic organic program, the organic fruit and pecan tree program, that's on dirtdoctor.com is what I recommend no matter what kind of soil you have, no matter where you are, because it's it works, and it works with any kind of trees. It doesn't matter what kind of trees they are, what category they are, or what species they are. But the watering requirements, that's something that has to be subjective. You've got to figure it out yourself, and the way you figure it out is by watering very heavily and really soak in the area, no matter where you are or what kind of plant you're dealing with, and then go as long as you can before you water again. And how you determine that is what she and I were talking about off the air. You use a probe to do that. And you can. There's two different ways to have a probe. You can buy a commercial probe from companies that sell irrigation equipment. It's called a pipe probe. It's used by plumbers. You might be able to get it that way if you want to. They cost $25 or $30, and they're 4 feet long. They're fiberglass, have a bullet, so they go into the ground really easily. And they have rubber handles, and the whole thing's fiberglass, so it's not dangerous about hitting electrical lines or anything like that. The other way to go is to take a driver, a golf club driver, because they're the longest clubs, saw the head off with a hacksaw, and it makes the beautiful probe, works very well. And if you play golf, you got plenty of old drivers around probably that you could do that with. And if you don't play golf, any pawn shop, you know, sells golf clubs for a dollar or so a piece. And that's a great way to make a probe. There's no dials or gauges. You simply stab it into the ground and feel the moisture level as the probe goes in and out. And you don't want the soil to get completely dry because you run into problems like we were talking with the caller about hollies. But on the other hand, you don't want the soil staying wet all the time. The worst watering schedule you can do is a little bit of water every day. That keeps the root system up shallow and causes stress really easily if you don't continue that same watering program. But we don't want a shallow root system. We want a real deep root system so that if the watering isn't real consistent, the plants don't go into stress. So, hope that helps. Let's see what Brian, I believe it's his turn, yep, in Colorado needs next. Hello, Brian.
Hello today. Hey, I called a couple weeks ago about having a lawn that gotten infested with a bunch of weeds, and I was wondering about using a propane torch and burning those weeds out.
Well, propane torches are a good tool. I've used propane torches myself more from an experimental standpoint than anything. There's one little trick to using them that I didn't know when I first started trying to experiment with propane, and that is if you get the flame too close to the weeds and really burn the weeds up fast, they grow back. And the way to control weeds the best with a propane torch is to keep the flame away from the weeds a little bit so that you finally see a melting and a burning, but it's not just immediately frying them. You see what I mean? And
you betcha.
If you use that technique of killing weeds with the propane, it kills them completely and works really well. There are some commercial devices that are pulled behind tractors that are using flame now, and they're using the same kind of techniques, not just completely charring the weeds, but burning them a little more slowly, and you get more permanent kill that way.
You bet. Just the heat will kill the seeds and
right
the weed as well.
Right.
Good deal. Well, my impression was I'd go ahead and burn. It's probably too late to plant grass seed this year, but I figured I would burn, aerate, and maybe throw a winterizer down, or instead of trying to throw grass seed down this fall. Do you think it's too late for grass seed?
Well, what kind of grass are you thinking about growing?
It'd be bluegrass, rye, fescue mix.
Well, no, it's perfect time to plant the cool season grasses like that. You can get them going right now without any problem. The ones you'd have to wait on would be the summer grasses and the southern grasses like Bermuda, buffalo grass, and things like that. But the cool season grasses can still be planted. In fact, it's a little late. It would have been better to have done it, you know, September into September, or you know, just a little bit earlier than now. But we're still definitely in the window to plant them.
Okay. What about maybe a top dressing before I throw the seed, or after, or what?
I think it would be better to spend your time and money roughing the surface up with an aerator, like an airway, or dragging it and pulling some tines across it to rough up the surface. I think you'd get more benefit out of that than you would putting out some kind of soil or top dressing or something like that. Plus, it would cost a lot more money.
Okay. I do plan on having it core aerated by a guy here in town. So that and a little rake in and throw some grass seed and
get after it. That, a lot of the golf course superintendents that plant those cool season grasses is overseeding. That's what they do. They do core aeration and put the seed out right away. If the person you're hiring uses an airway, it's a kind of a commercial aeration machine, it's the best because the way the tines are designed, they tear a hole. They don't just do a smooth hole, and that gives you a lot better situation for starting the seed.
Well, that's interesting. You bet. Well, I sure appreciate your time today, Howard.
Good luck with it. Talk to you later.
You bet.
All right.
Thank you much.
Let's see what Ron's up to in Branson, Missouri. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Howard. Just a couple quick questions. I think I've listened to you, and you've spoken about alfalfa being a benefit to I don't know if it's a fertilizer necessarily or what it is, but the pellets that I think they feed horses and rabbits and so forth, is there any true benefit of using that on the yard or in my growing pots?
Yeah, alfalfa is one of my favorite organic fertilizers, and you can use it just straight alfalfa meal. You can use rabbit pellets, which are alfalfa, 100% alfalfa. And if you use some of the blend fertilizers that I recommend, like Nature's Creation or Medina or any of the ones that have a nice blend of ingredients, they almost all have alfalfa as one of their ingredients. And that's one of the reasons they work so well.
Yeah, I was at our local tractor supply store. Mm-hmm. The only thing they had were 40-pound bags of it, and I can't use that much as far as just putting in my growing pots for my tomatoes and stuff.
Right.
So I'm wondering if I just spread it on the yard, if that would be of benefit to the yard.
Oh, yeah, it's a great fertilizer for turf. It's it's one of the best organic fertilizers you can use. It's pretty high nitrogen for an organic fertilizer, but it's loaded with other major nutrients and a lot of trace minerals, and there's some other factors about alfalfa that help to stimulate plant growth. It's good stuff.
Okay. Another question I've got is clematis.
Uh-huh.
We purchased two clematis last year, and I built a trellis, and I guess I planted the darn things too close together because they're I'm afraid that they're going to interfere with each other. They and I'd like to relocate one of them. It looks like so I'm going to have to split them because they're
close. I'm going to have to run, but right now would be the best time to transplant them, so go ahead and get that done. I'll put you on hold if we needed to talk more. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back.
Have you heard that the Old Farmer's Almanac says that we may have the coldest winter that we've had in years? So how do we get ready? Well, one thing is to put the freeze miser on all of your outdoor hydrants. No batteries or electricity, just some incredible technology that senses when the water in the lines fall below 37 degrees and then releases the exact amount of water that it needs. Ask for it by name at your favorite nursery, hardware, farm and ranch store, or log in to freezemiser.com. It's the freeze miser, and it works.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an OMRI-listed organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure. Growing Green is naturally slow-release for continuous feeding to build healthier soil and root systems through three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair for the soil, and trace mineral availability. Your lawns, flowers, trees, and vegetable gardens, and the potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green organic fertilizer. The commercial version of Garrett Juice is also available from Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at MedinaAg.com to learn more about this family of natural lawn and garden products. For the whole blooming garden, Medina makes it happen. 59 years young and always environmentally friendly, MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and looks like Ron needed to chat a little bit more. Ron, you still with me?
Yeah, a couple of just quick questions. On the alfalfa, someone mentioned to me that if you try to keep that for a long time, it gets buggy. Is that an experience that you've had, Howard?
It's a possibility. I've never seen it be an overly dramatic thing, and even if it does happen, that doesn't ruin the product at all. You just put the stuff out with the bugs in it, and the bugs won't like the new conditions of where it goes, and they'll die out. So it's no big deal one way or the other.
Okay, one more question about pansies. They're just beginning to show up here in, in Branson for fall planting, I guess.
Right.
And I was looking at them, and they come in six packs. And we have some growing pots the wife does on the railing on our deck. They measure like 24 by 8 by 8. Would you plant all six in each pot, or would you divide them like three and three? I'm not sure of the spacing requirement for them.
Well, pansies you can plant really close together, like 4 to 6 inches, and have a solid mass right from day one, or you can plant them out as wide as a foot apart. Somewhere in between, around 9 inches is normally what I plant Johnny Jump-Ups and pansies.
Okay, that's what I needed. Thanks so much, Howard. As usual, you were great. I appreciate your information.
Thanks for calling, Ron. Talk to you again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it is time for the pansies and the Johnny Jump-Ups and the dianthus and all those cool season things. One of the neat things about the cool season annuals is that a whole lot of them, pansies and Johnny Jump-Ups and dianthus, are great examples. They're edible. They're edible flowers. And so not only are they beautiful, but they have other uses as well. The cool season things across the board, the flowers and the vegetable crops, like we've been talking for a couple of weeks, are just really they're fun. They're easier. It's an easier group of plants to grow, and you can have better success with your gardening, whether it's flowers or food crops, in the fall than in any other time of the year. It's a great time to garden. Here's Pete in East Texas somewhere. Where in East Texas are you, Pete?
Oh, out around Commerce.
Okay.
I've got a acreage out here, and I am trying to clear some trees and do other things and get more hay production.
Okay.
Haven't really had any fertilizer on it at all. And I'm wondering, how do you get to a point where you can sell hay as actually certified organic or whatever?
Well, to go the certified organic route, you got to work with the state. You got to have inspectors come out, and you've got to go through a period of 3 years proving that you haven't used any synthetic fertilizers or toxic pesticides and everything. It's a lot of red tape to do it. What is your goal, to sell certified hay and make more money?
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't have that big of a place, maybe 20 acres when I get it all done. But and I was just going to do square bales instead of the big round bales.
Right, right.
I think more people who are wanting to go organic go with that rather than a big round bale, but I could be wrong.
No, you're probably right. I think that's probably the right kind of thinking there. I would probably not go the certified route. I'd probably just do it organically and let it be known that you're doing it with natural organic techniques and you're building soil health and you got a good quality, mix of grass, not a monoculture. And it's got the native grasses in it. The tall prairie grasses are what you need to look at. Things like Big and Little Bluestem, Indian grass, Eastern Gamma, and those kind of grasses. And
can you buy seed for those?
I'm sorry?
Can you buy seed for
those? Oh, yeah, you sure can. Okay. Yeah, the Douglas Seed down in San Antonio. There's Turner Seed Company over in Breckenridge. There's Wild Seed down in Junction, Texas, Native American Seed down in Junction. So you can buy blends of those exact things that I mentioned, or you can buy them each individually. And the first thing I would do, especially on 20 acres, would be a perfect size for it, try to make contact with as many tree care companies as you can. And if you can find some that are doing some really big projects, like a new road intersection or a widening of a road where they had to take out a bunch of trees, they grind up those trees, and you'll see the piles just standing around, and you might have to go and haul the stuff yourself. But in some cases, you can probably find arborists that have truckloads of ground-up trimmings and dead and trees that they've ground up, and they're planning on hauling them to a landfill. If you can find those people, get them to bring the material to you and dump it on your property, and then just spread it out. It's the best fertilizer and soil treatment you can possibly get, and it can even be free.
Well, what if I've got a bunch of cedars and stuff I'm planning to take down.
Perfect.
What if I just got a chipper and chipped them right there and spread that out?
Spread it on the property. There's nothing better.
Okay.
All right.
And in the future, I've got a lot of hogs out here, and I don't want to put down cornmeal or something like that. But if I just sprayed with Garrett juice type mixture as
It'd be great.
Okay. All right, sir.
Good
Thanks
luck.
Very much.
Good project. Yep. Appreciate the call. I'll talk about the hogs and a few other things related to that when I come back. As a matter of fact, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And where are we going to go? Carol in Dallas is next. Hello, Carol. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I had to hang up on you last week. I apologize. I had to go to church.
So. Uh-oh, I understand. That happens.
What do you know about Carcus lyrata? It's called Overcup Oak.
I know quite a bit about it. I planted okay. one in my front yard of my office, Overcup Oak. I did, and it didn't hold up well. It has the same kind of requirements that pin oak does. Doesn't like high pH alkaline soils at all, and so it went downhill pretty fast. It's a pretty tree. It's just a form. It's a very close oak to red oaks, but it's closer to pin oak than anything, and that's why it has trouble with the alkaline soils.
Oh, rats. Well, I dug it up when it was a little baby, and I thought it was a red oak, and it, you know, the leaves changed, and it's about 3 feet tall, and I was going to transplant it. So what do I do, put it in the compost pile?
Well, the question here says you've got Quercus stellata. That's a post oak.
No, this is lyrata, L-Y-R-A.
Oh, okay. A stellata is what David put up there. If it really is overcup, it's not going to make it in alkaline soil.
All right, so.
Yeah, chopping it up and, giving it a rest in the compost pile and getting a more, acclimated and proper tree for that soil would be a better way to go.
Okay. Man, I hate to kill a tree, but
sorry
okay.
about that.
Well, real quick, is lava sand cinderite?
Cinderite is a commercial brand of lava sand, yeah, and it's a
okay.
it's a good quality, high quality one. It has high paramagnetism.
Okay. Is it too late to put down cornmeal gluten?
Well, it's never too late to put down corn gluten meal if you have bare soil, if you've prepared new beds or new area where you want to keep anything from germinating. In other words, if you planted cool season transplants, you could put the corn gluten meal around those transplants, and it would keep the winter weeds from germinating, and it would help the transplants grow. If you're planting carrots and other cool season crops from small seed, you wouldn't want to use corn gluten meal because it'll interfere with that germination. You see what I mean?
Okay.
You can use
yeah.
it around transplants, but you can't use it where you're using where you're planting from seed.
Okay. Well, can I use it in the yard to? I'm not worried about killing dandelions right now. I'll worry about that later. But can I use it on crabgrass and what's that other Dallas grass?
Well, it won't. The timing wouldn't be good to do it now for the summer. Germinating seed like Dallas grass and crabgrass and grass burrs and things like that, we're going to want to do that real early spring, like February the 15th, middle of February.
Oh, okay.
If you put it out now, it would fertilize, but it wouldn't have the pre-emergent power left by
yeah.
the time those seed are trying to germinate.
Okay. Well, I'll probably put it out anyway because the yard's in pretty bad shape.
Well, it's
so.
Good fertilizer okay. no matter when you put it out.
Yeah, well, I scored a free bag, so I figured
there you
that
go. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Howard. I love your show, and I'm sorry I hung up on you, but I look forward to you every Sunday.
No problem. I understand those conflicts. Call us again.
Oh, you bet I will.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I got to tell everybody David's clever way of spelling caliche. Mike is calling from a villa, and Mike, how's it going? He spelled it. How did you spell it? You changed it and spelled it right.
It was K-L-O-O-C-H-E-E.
K-O-L-L-O-C-H-E-E.
Yes.
Caliche. Okay, great. Caliche is C-A-L-I-C-H-E. What can I do for you, Mike?
Well, I want the kind that starts with a C.
That was a clever spelling. I like that a lot.
Okay, well, here's where we'd like to go. We're preparing a place to store firewood, and we'd like to use a caliche base rather than concrete or something like that.
Okay.
But we'd also like to use caliche as an underlayment for walk pathways that we put gravel on top of or granite on top of. So two questions. What depth of caliche should I be putting down? And then secondly, and probably most importantly, where do we get it?
You can buy a caliche that you need, and I like your idea. You can buy it from any of the sand and gravel companies or from some of them. You probably have to call around and see who has any availability. I put it under my basalt walkways in my front yard about 3 inches deep, and then the basalt then can go on top of caliche, very thin, just thin enough to cover the caliche. So it's a really good way to go. It's very stable, as you probably understand already, and you can use it to be the base of decomposed granite or gravel of any kind, lava gravel. My basalt is one of my favorites because basalt is a dark gray, almost black when it's wet, and it's basalt is very dense and very heavy, and it really stays in place quite well.
So on basalt, would it be the same checking with your dirt and soil providers?
Yeah, they can all get it from you. It comes from Canipa, Texas, down in South Texas. And so you could contact them and buy it direct from them. But the sand and gravel and the concrete companies around in the area, we'll bring it in and sell it for you if you don't want to buy a direct, you know, whole truckload of it.
Okay, good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling. Yeah, the caliche is a great tool for using as a base for driveways and, you know, parking systems and other things where you're going to put a more decorative top on it, because it's a firm, really long-lasting structural base, and then the decorative stuff on top is the pretty part of it and stays in place and behaves itself. Here's Sharon in Grapevine, Texas. Hi, Sharon.
Hello. My question is a simple one. I use corn gluten meal, and I've put it down once the very first, I think it was first week of October, and I was going to put down another bag, and I want to know whether to put it down before it rains, or is the rain too much, and it'll wash it all away.
What are you trying to do with it, Sharon?
Just fertilize the yard.
Just fertilizer? You can put it down.
Maybe knock out some weeds from coming, but I know the weeds, I need to do it again in spring for that. But
yeah, you might catch a few, you know, and it's like it is now where we're having perfect weather, beautiful weather. There may be some germination that's still going on, so you may catch a few things. And, yeah, go ahead and put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Water it in.
If it rains tonight, like it might rain today.
It's perfect.
Going to or not. Will the rain wash it away?
No, it's perfect time to do it. If you put it on a slope, a real heavy slope, and it got really severe wash across it, it would wash some of it away. But one of the nice things about the organic fertilizers, including the corn gluten meal, is that when it gets wet, it starts complexing and breaking down and holds in place really quite well in the soil.
So okay.
Catching the rain would be a positive thing, in my opinion.
Okay, good. I was hoping so. Okay. Thank you, Howard.
Okay, Sharon. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. It is, I got 3 minutes. We got time for a couple more calls if you want to jump on here real quick at 866-444-3478. One of the things I wanted to work in that I hadn't had time to yet is that those of you that are thinking about, besides cool season vegetable gardens and herb gardens, planting your fruit trees is now a perfect thing to do, but there's a frustrating point about it, and that is the trees are hard to find right now. The retail stores tend to bring the trees in February and March. And it would be a whole lot better if you can call around and find somebody that has them now and get them planted now and start your organic program. And the tip I've got for you is on dirtdoctor.com, under guides on the homepage, just like we were talking about with caller earlier about citrus trees, the organic fruit and pecan tree program is a very detailed program that I recommend, and you don't have to do it all, but if you do most of the pieces that I recommend there, you're going to really have some great success with whatever kind of fruit trees you're growing, from figs to citrus and everything in between. The most critical thing to do, though, is to plant the plants high. The fruit trees are the most, across the board, they're the most chronically planted too deep in the ground. And I think it's because people see the graft union and think that's the top, that's the part of the tree that ought to be right at ground level, you know, the little dog leg or the swelling. But if you plant it at that height, you will have planted the tree about 8 to 10 inches too deep in the ground. Cindy, we can get started anyway, calling from Arkansas. What's up?
So I have a big pond in my yard, I guess. I mean, I have like 10 acres, and it's like a 2-acre pond.
Okay.
And I've got a lot of moisture all year long, and I deal with a lot of fungus kind of diseases. And in my vegetable garden, I've got my peppers and my tomatoes have got anthracnose, I think is what it's called. Is that what you call it?
Well, tomatoes have a disease called early blight is the most common thing that they have. They could have anthracnose. I don't think the early blight is specifically that. But, yeah, fungal diseases are common on tomatoes. What is your concern?
Well, I want to know how to eradicate it. I mean, all fungus. I mean, I've got trees that have got branches that are dying, I think, from some kind of a bark disease.
Well, any of the fungal diseases, which is what's going to be on tomatoes, and it'll be on some trees, like red oaks will get a fungal leaf spot and sycamores will get a fungal disease. The cornmeal, the whole ground cornmeal used on the ground at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, just like you use corn gluten meal. But the main thing you use the whole ground cornmeal for is to neutralize fungal diseases. Will help with bacterial diseases a little bit too, but it is the best thing you can possibly do. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to do my last break, and I'll be back.
More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet.
Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Well, we are back, and we're going to talk a little bit more with Cindy. Cindy, did I understand that you think that having a two-acre pond is leading to some of the disease problems you're dealing with?
Well, we have really, really heavy dews, and it's just really lots of moisture everywhere all the time, lots of fog. You know, I mean, I'm kind of in a depressed area, and it's just lot of moisture in the air all the time, and I figured that probably helped cause more fungal diseases. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it might be a little bit a part of it, but I don't think it should be the major problem. Like I said, The cornmeal can be used in a dry form around the plants that have diseases. You can also make a liquid spray out of cornmeal. You can put like a handful or two of whole ground cornmeal in a 5-gallon bucket of water, let it set for an hour or so, strain out the solids, and spray that cornmeal juice on plants that are having fungal diseases on the foliage, and it works really, really well. You can also use hydrogen peroxide right out of the grocery store, mixed 50-50 with water, and it'll kill both fungal and bacterial diseases. And better than mixing it with water, you can mix it with the mixture that I call Garrett juice and get foliar feeding benefit as well as disease control out of it. So those are the two main tools for diseases other than just the overall organic program is whole ground cornmeal and the hydrogen peroxide.
I have a question about the application of the whole ground cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Should I put it on top of the mulch, or should I move the mulch out of the way and put the cornmeal under the mulch?
Well, the ideal thing would be to have it down under the mulch, but it's a lot of trouble. So you can put it on the top and use something like I use a 3-prong cultivating tool and just rough the mulch up and then water real well, and the cornmeal will go on through the mulch, and you don't have to go to the trouble of taking it all off and putting it back.
Good. Okay. And then around the trees, about how far out should I go with the cornmeal?
Well, some people are saying, some arborists are saying now that it does the most good in fairly close to the trunk. In other words, about in the area about halfway between the drip line and the trunk, but okay. I like to cover okay. the whole property if the budget allows it. So either way, you might try both ways and see which way works for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Ken's turn in Kemp, Texas. Hey, Ken.
How you doing, sir? You answered it last week, but I got in about the last 5 minutes and I couldn't get to you, but a guy had called and he had a west side of his house and he wanted you to recommend some shrubs and some trees that might grow to, 15, 20 foot high that he could plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you said Mexican plum and you said Yaupon holly, but I just can't remember the other ones you recommended. And I was just curious because I've got about 4, maybe 5 hours of west side on where I'm building my house. And I was just wanting to plant some stuff around it. And I was just curious if you could go over that again.
Well, you might want to look at the next column that I'm going to write. It'll appear in the Dallas Morning News Thursday, and then it'll be on dirtdoctor.com. I'm writing about hollies. And there's quite a few hollies that will grow in that height range. And Nellie R. Stevens and Wart Wynn.
Nellie R. Stevens. That's
yeah.
right. Okay.
Those are the ones that would be the best. And also a plant called Abelia would be worth considering. And anyway, take a look at my holly column that's coming up soon, and I think that'll answer your questions for it better than anything I can
okay.
do.
Okay. Well, what about one thing that grows out there well is a crepe myrtle. Do you think that would be a pretty good one, or do they get much taller than that?
Well, some crepe myrtles will get 30 feet tall, and some are dwarf
okay.
and be real short. So you just have to be careful
okay.
about which ones you're buying, and that could be another choice. They'll be deciduous and bare in the winter is the only thing.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, Ken. Let's see what Michael's up to in Van Alstine, Texas. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good afternoon, good morning, Mr. Garrett. I was contemplating putting in a bed of calla lilies at my house, and I was just wondering your opinion about those. It's kind of a expensive proposition to put a sizable bed of those in.
They're pretty. I like them. I like calla lilies a lot. They're not long-lasting perennials for this part of the world. They like a little bit cooler, a little bit better soil and things like that. You're going to have better luck long-term if you look at perennials like salvias and daylilies and Mexican petunias and things like that. Calla lilies are pretty, but I would make them a small percentage of what you're doing and then use some of the other perennials. You might look at any of my plant books and use some for the bulk of the color, the more dependable ones, and add a few calla lilies here and there just to be a real beautiful little accent. And you're not worried about, losing a whole lot of investment if the whole bed goes down.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that info.
I appreciate the call very much, and I appreciate everybody's call today and all the interesting topics. Thank you very much. If you have a question or a head scratcher from now till I'm on the show with you next Sunday, you just go to dirtdoctor.com. That homepage, you'll find all the stuff that can help you with your organic gardens. Enjoy being with you and see you next time.